Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In today's segment, we learn about a tiny Ojibwe woman who made a profound impact on the Native culture in northern Minnesota and beyond.
Most of the spiritual leadership jobs in Red Lake had been held by men. And it was simply through her deep knowledge and respect that she emerged as the first female spiritual leader to do a lot of the things that she did.
The Red Lake Nation lost one of its most influential spiritual leaders this past summer. The death of Anna Gibbs sent a wave of loss across Indian country in Minnesota and the nation. In this segment of Area Voices, Anishinaabe Najimun, Anton Troyer remembers Anna Gibbs.
I had the great privilege of knowing Anna for many, many years, long before she was in a position of spiritual leadership, when she was struggling as a young person, a young mother, and then afterwards trying to find her way in the world. And then as she apprenticed to Tom Stilday, and after his passing in 2006, really emerged as one of the most knowledgeable spiritual leaders on the Red Lake Reservation. She was, on the one hand, extremely strict and serious about Ojibwe ways, and on the other hand, completely filled with mirth and off color. So there's no one way to describe how she was. I quit smoking somewhere midlife in her 50s or something, and then chewed juicy fruit like she owned stock in the Wrigley's Corporation and would just stick it everywhere. So it would be like under all of the benches in the Panima Community Center for every funeral she officiated at. One time she ran out of the juicy fruit and reached under the bench and picked off a wad and put it in her mouth. And I was just kind of looking at her aghast, and she goes, "What? It's probably mine from the last time." And so so she was always a lot of fun. And at the same time that she could be maybe resi, she was also deeply knowledgeable, cared very sincerely about her fellow human beings, and worked tirelessly to help them through all phases of life. She had many hundreds of namesakes and officiated at countless funerals. After the shooting in Red Lake in 2005, up till that point in time, it had been the custom at Red Lake to do two-night wakes and then a funeral. And usually they would do the wake services one night and then just have open visitation the second night. And she said, "Well, we need to use that second night and celebrate life and sing songs, you know, honoring the person who passed and helping the family deal with their grief in a positive way." And in a way that actually changed the custom at Red Lake around wakes and funerals. So one person's idea about trying to help someone ended up permanently altering culture in a place. To me, Anna Gibbs exemplified what it really meant to live a life of service. She continually subordinated any kind of private desire or self-serving wish or need even to some sort of greater good. What Anna did, just being there, and people would go give her tobacco and she would drop everything she was doing and go officiate a funeral. And she would sometimes do 2, 3, 4 in a week. It was a full-time job. It's pretty rare that we're only focused on how do we make the world a better place. But she was somebody that was her concern. And I think a lot of times when someone is accustomed to being in a position of importance or leadership, they're willing to teach, coach, or mentor other people. But Anna was different in that regard. Like if there was somebody younger who got asked to do something, she would go sit right next to them and support them. She wouldn't overshadow them. She would simply let her presence show respect, support, understanding. Yep, that was right. Which bought whoever was doing something a lot of extra support and acceptance and helped them get over the fear of stepping up and doing things.
Yeah.
And it was never about her looking good. It was just about seeing the greater good happen. And just how selflessly she devoted her time was pretty remarkable. Yeah, she was at the beck and call of everyone else. She worked cooperatively with other people, with me and with many others. She participated in all kinds of Ojibwe language publications, had several books published, articles on things like how to talk to your baby in Indian. And those things have lasting value too. So people are still learning her words and phrases and studying her stories. They're teaching them at the immersion schools that are going in Red Lake and at places in Wisconsin. And she had quite an impact on the Ojibwe language world as well as the cultural world. Personally, too, she was a hilarious, fun-filled person. So she had so many friends. And I always marveled, too, but she never owned a car. And never, I'm not sure if she ever had a driver's license, but certainly never saw her use one the past 30 years or so. And but she would hitchhike all over and get all over the U.S. and Canada, and had a little black book full of everyone's names and contact information. And when she needed to get somewhere, she started working it, and everyone owed her favors, and she'd get wherever she had to go. You know, it was impressive seeing what she did. We shudder when someone like Anna passes because she knew so much, and because she did so much work. Her funeral was really quite a spectacle, just as testament to the regional impact. It wasn't just people from Red Lake up there or something. There are people from all over the U.S., mainly from Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Ontario. There were a lot of Dakota people who came. And they actually provided a horse caravan escort out to her gravesite. And it was pretty interesting. Almost everybody in Panema was there. There were a few families that weren't. But as like this horse-drawn caravan proceeded through the community, all the kids were running out to the side of the roads to watch if they weren't already there. Yeah, not something people will likely forget. Anybody who met Anna Gibbs would never forget the way she looked, talked, interacted, and filled up airspace was really impressive. I think for most of her life, the most obvious markers of her identity were things for which she was mistreated or undervalued. Being a woman, being very short, less than 5 feet tall, being a full-blooded Ojibwe person, being a first speaker of Ojibwe whose English wasn't that great. But by the end of her life, everybody wanted to know what she knew. And she ended up becoming one of the most respected and revered spiritual leaders on the Red Lake Reservation.
Anna Gibbs was 72 years old when she passed. Thanks to Anton Troyer for sharing his insights on this remarkable Ojibwe woman. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.